From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits has declined sharply, dropping by 8% last week to the lowest level in nearly 2.5 years. The Labor Department says first-time jobless benefit claims totaled 388,000 last week, but economists say that level needs to be 375,000 or lower to indicate any significant decline in unemployment. A winter storm system has been dumping heavy snow and soaking rains on parts of the western U.S. Snow and ice forced closure of sections of a major interstate highway in Arizona. And Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says more snow is on the way.
By the time we get to Friday morning, we're going to see some heavier snows, especially in the higher elevations of that Four Corner area, Colorado, southern Utah, central and northern Arizona, and northern New Mexico.
Waterlogged California got more rain, whipped by strong winds. CAL FIRE spokesman Bill Peters says at least there's been no worsening of the mudslide situation there.
What we're seeing is a buildup of water, but not running water and not moving mud.
But the gusty winds down trees that block some freeways and streets in the Los Angeles area. The wintry weather is causing airline flight delays this morning in some areas. Mary Pascarelli is trying to get a flight to her hometown in Arizona from Newark, New Jersey.
Before we got on the airplane, when I got to the gate, I checked in three times. Three times they said we're going to be a little bit late. When they finally boarded us, they said, oh, your flight was canceled. You were pulled off this flight.
The weather is causing flight delays in several cities today. A court in Israel has convicted a former president of that country, Moshe Katsav, of rape and other sexual offenses. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports Katsav held the largely ceremonial post of president of Israel for 7 years.
The justices had harsh words for the former president, saying his version of events was, quote, riddled with lies. They convicted Katsav of raping a female employee when he was minister of tourism and of harassing two other women while he was president of Israel. Katsav, who is 65, had no immediate response to the verdict, although his son told Israel television that his father is innocent. Katsav resigned in 2007, 2 weeks before his term of office was due to end. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Northern Ireland's government is holding an emergency meeting today to address that country's water crisis. Tens of thousands of people there have been without water for 9 days now after a recent cold spell caused pipes to burst. Northern Ireland Secretary Owen Paterson told Sky News the response so far has not been sufficient.
On these occasions, there's an absolute deluge of incoming phone calls and internet requests, and it's quite clear that communication has been inadequate.
The government has been bringing in water in tanker trucks to serve communities where pipes are being repaired. This is NPR News from Washington. A British group says there's been a slight decline in the number of civilians killed in Iraq over the past year. But Larry Miller reports the group, called Iraq Body Count, warns that ongoing violence in that country will result in more civilian deaths.
Iraq Body Count says nearly 4,000 civilians were killed this year, about 700 fewer than in 2009. Iraq Body Count says it'll be much harder to improve security further in the foreseeable future and expects yearly deaths to run at the 4,000 level for some time to come. Baghdad and the northern city of Mosul remain the most dangerous cities in the country. The group says the security crisis in Iraq is notable for its sheer relentlessness, with an average of 2 explosions a day resulting in civilian deaths. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The National Football League has cleared Minnesota Vikings quarterback Brett Favre of allegations that he sent explicit photos via text message to a female employee of the New York Jets. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the league has fined Favre for refusing to talk to investigators during the probe.
Favre has never denied nor even publicly commented on the sexting allegations put forth by Jen Sturger, a former model who served as a quasi-sideline reporter in the employ of the New York Jets. But the NFL said it could not confirm that explicit photos sent to Sturger originated from Favre. The statement indicated that Favre did admit that he left phone messages with Sturger, but Commissioner Roger Goodell, quote, could not conclude that Favre violated league policies relating to workplace conduct. The NFL fined Favre $50,000 for his failure to cooperate with the investigation in a forthcoming manner. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.